Chapter 26 of the Mahabharata, Part 1. Hopeless Dhritarashtra seeks comfort from Sanjay. In Hastinapur, Dhritarashtra sat in his chamber, his head in his hands. As time passed, he was becoming increasingly anxious. What would happen at the end of the Pandavas' exile? Would they not return with blazing weapons to seek vengeance? How would any of the Kauravas survive? If only Duryodhan would give up his envy. Yudhishthir would certainly live peacefully with his cousins if they were willing to share the kingdom. But that seemed unlikely. It appeared that nothing could change Duryodhan's attitude. Even he could not sway him. Dhritarashtra's anxiety now doubled when he heard from Vyasadeva that Arjuna had gone to the heavens to obtain special weapons. Seeking comfort, the king called for his secretary, Sanjaya. When he was seated before him, Dhritarashtra said, "O Sanjay, have you heard anything more about Arjuna's activities? That powerful hero has ascended to heaven in his own body. My son is Arjuna's sworn enemy. Their enmity will surely destroy the world. Aided by Arjuna, Yudhishthir can conquer the three worlds. Who among mortal beings can stand before Arjuna when he rains down his virulent arrows?" Tears flowed from the king's blind eyes as he continued to speak. "I do not see my son becoming successful, even though Bhishma, Drona, and Karna support him. None of these warriors can equal Arjuna, for he is the friend of the infallible Krishna. The man who can slay Arjuna does not exist, nor can anyone live long after coming within the range of his arrows. It seems to me our armies have already fled in all directions, simply upon hearing the fearful rumble of Arjuna's chariot wheels. Surely Lord Brahma has created that hero to become the destruction of our entire race." Sanjaya said nothing. He had heard the king make similar statements on many occasions. But still, Dhritarashtra did nothing to control his sons. It was as if Dhritarashtra was hoping that Duryodhan and his followers could defy the inevitable outcome of their sinful activities. Although the old king was no fool, still, he was too much attached to his evil son. That Dhritarashtra allowed his attachment to overpower his reason, that was his mistake. After some moments, Sanjaya said, "O King, your words are very true. Nothing you have said is wrong. When they saw their wife insulted in the Sabha, the Pandavas became consumed with wrath. I do not see how they will ever forgive your sons. I have heard from my guru, Vyasadeva, that Arjuna has satisfied the immortal Lord Shiva and has received from him his weapon. Your race now faces total disaster." Dhritarashtra continued to lament. The annihilation of the Kauravas was certain. allied with Krishna, the Pandavas were invincible. Duryodhana and Karna, they were the causes of the calamity he now faced. O Sanjaya, when I shall hear that my arrows have been crushed by Arjuna and Bhima, I, who am forever obedient to Duryodhana's desires, shall then recall all the good advice my well-wishers have given me, which I should have heeded. With a wry smile, Sanjaya replied, O King, again you have spoken truth. You never care for good advice. Therefore, it is only by your own fault that now you lament. You could have stopped Duryodhana, but you chose not to do so. Now we shall all suffer the reaction. Dhritarashtra fell silent. He now felt that the events were beyond his control. It was true, he was too much attached to Duryodhana. He could not refuse his sinful son anything. His half-hearted attempts to tempt Duryodhana were simply a waste of time. Why, even his sons laughed at his weakness. They knew they could sway him in the end. The blind king held his forehead and sighed. Would he ever see his son seated on the emperor's throne? That right had become his only due to Pandu's retirement. If only Duryodhana could win that right for himself. But how? Destiny indeed seemed all-powerful. Feeling helpless, the king remained awake throughout the night, as he had done so on so many occasions.